This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. A crucial bilateral meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump in Evian, France, on the sidelines of G7 summit. During the talks, issues of seafarers' safety and opening of Strait of Hormuz figured prominently. Prime Minister Modi condemned President Donald Trump for the progress in peace efforts in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India has consistently emphasized the importance of the freedom of navigation and all should work together to place a particular emphasis on it. Mr. Modi added that lakhs of Indian seafarers in maritime trade are on duty in different oceans of the world and their safety is of utmost importance of India. On the margins of the G7 summit in Evian, Prime Minister Modi and the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz exchanged the views on regional and global development, including the situation in West Asia and the Russia-Ukraine conflict. PM Modi also held a meeting with President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen and President of the European Council Antonio Costa on the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for a safe, inclusive and human-centric approach to artificial intelligence, stressing that the true measure of AI lies not on the power of machines, but in how effectively it empowers ordinary people. Addressing the session on ensuring a safe, rapid and efficient rollout of AI during the G7 summit in Evian, France, Mr. Modi said artificial intelligence has the potential to transform every aspect of human life. However, he underlined that the technology must be guided by values, responsible design and effective governance. Highlighting the need to protect children in the digital age, the PM Modi cautioned that while AI can enhance learning and creativity, it can also expose young users to misinformation, deep fakes and exploitation if proper safeguards are not put in place. The G7 leaders adopted three key declarations aimed at promoting balanced, durable and resilient growth, securing critical mineral supply chains and creating a safer digital space for miners, with several partner countries extending support to the initiatives. During the G7 summit in Evian, France, the leaders issued a statement on balanced and resilient growth, stressing the need for stable energy markets, secure supply chains and reforms in global economic institutions. They emphasized the importance of restoring safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, avoiding arbitrary export restrictions and addressing widening global economic imbalances. The leaders also called for greater preparedness to tackle the emerging risks and opportunities arising from artificial agents, intelligence and quantum technologies. The leaders also adopted a declaration focused on creating a safer digital space for miners. India joined Brazil, Egypt, Kenya and South Korea in backing the call. India and United Kingdom have announced that the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, will enter into force on 15th of July this year. Ministry of Commerce and Industries informed that the agreement on social security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, DCC, and will come into effect on same day. The ministry also noted that the period of exemption under DCC has been increased from 3 years to 5 years, marking a major gain for India's temporary workers. Union Ministry of Ayush has said that more than 1.7 lakh organizers have registered their event on the Yoga Sangam portal as part of the International Day of Yoga celebrations on 21st of this month. The ministry said the enthusiasm response reflects growing participation by institutions, organizations and communities in promoting the message of yoga across the country. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated the Netherlands by 95 runs in a Group E match at Headley in Leeds. In cricket, India beat Afghanistan by 170 runs in the second ODI of the three-match series in Lucknow to take an unaccessible 2-0 lead. And that's the end of the news bulletin.